Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, by Big Jer, by Jay Skills. No Juju this week. He's out traveling. Got a hell of a show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go for all the good shit. You get this full episode all at once, not broken up over days. You get a ad-free version of Cinephobe. You get the Cinephobe premium episodes that are still many of which have not been released yet to the general public. You got the watch-alongs. You got the, the OG podcast. You've got The Discord, there's so much stuff. I'm forgetting because there's so much stuff. So you got to go patreon.com/countthedings. We appreciate the support. It helps us continue to bring you guys more cool shit.
You niggas see the Battle of the Harriet?
Nah, what's that?
Them niggas fighting on the crab boat with the white people versus black people?
No. No, on a crab boat.
Bro, hold on, bro. These niggas is fighting.
Oh, that's
bro.
The shit you just sent earlier?
These niggas is fighting, bro. Niggas pulled out the chair. Look at this nigga. Look. Nigga that turned into Royal Rumble, bro. They swinging the chairs and shit.
Oh, it said the chair shots. I didn't watch it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Oh.
Hold up, run that. I'll be honest, I ain't click on that joint, but I want to see that. Hold on.
He tried to do the thumbs in the eye thing, man.
The eye gouge shit?
Yeah, like he tried to eye gouge. Then
fucking Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal, hold on, man. On that note, we're gonna pause this. We're gonna pause this shit for a second. Trey knows where I'm going with this. Jerv, do you know where I'm going with this?
No. Jerv, do you know? You don't know? Put him on, bro.
Another thing I get to find out first on the podcast.
Hold on. Everybody just calm down, man. Because this nigga Steven Seagal.
Oh, with the guitar shit?
Not with the guitar shit.
You seen that post?
The picture is funny, but that's not what this is about. This is about the song he did with Lady Saw, a dance hall track.
I never heard it. Tell me what you really want all night. You want to pronounce it for make me nice. Me love the way you walk. Sometimes the way you talk is so hot. Now you know, let's have a shot of rum. Then me can make you come with me to the ocean. That would be fine. You can be my bow cat. Nice tidal breeze. Bring you to your knees. Yo.
And me love the punani. He came on hot.
Yo, he killed that shit.
Hold on. How long was this nigga in Jamaica for that he started feeling that way?
What kind of pussy did he get?
He definitely was not hitting. He definitely was not using a boy. I'll tell you that much. That thing was raw DZ.
If y'all ever,
hold on, I gotta get to that.
When the girls start to strut, you can look at their butt, you shouldn't do that. The girl dress is just a pity, not just there to cover her kitty. When me and fling it
up, you better not be back it up. When me and dash it up. Shout out to Lady Saul, by the way. She's like, you know what?
I'm going
to get this shit. I'm going to get this shit. That's, I'm not even going to mail it in.
We gotta cut it so the episode can get published.
Yeah. Yo, I'm gonna tell you right now, man. All I can think of is all those memes where it's like white guy like hits black girl once, like and
we want the banana. Yeah.
Yo,
that's another reason he's better.
The fact that I found that wasn't AI, bro, it was even more better.
Oh, that's a new that's new.
That's 2004.
That's like when Sean Paul was popping. But if y'all ever been to Jamaica,
can he go on tour?
I don't know.
Next year, it's about to be his 20th anniversary.
If y'all ever been to Jamaica, it's a bunch of white dudes out there who like get ingratiated in the lifestyle and just start loving on everything. Like the way that white people love black culture in America, it's on steroids. With white men in Jamaica, like this is not a singular phenomenon. Like this is a whole subculture of white guys.
This nigga said, let's have a shot of rum, then I can make you come with me. A little pause, like, I can make you come with me. Like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Me want the punani's just
Me want the punani from fucking Steven Seagal is just that's a bar and a half, bro.
I love it. What was the smoke sessions with him and DMX like?
Oh my god.
Like, what was that vibe?
Crack.
Niggas is probably
come on, man.
It was probably in their trailers on one, bro. Like,
what movie were they in together?
Didn't they have two movies?
Was it not Half Past Dead? What was it? It was
hold on.
Yo,
Exit Wounds.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Unk in the Q Dog shirt here, man. He punched fucking weird, man. He came in punching like this, like Marlon Wayans.
Oh man.
Cops shoved this lady. She fell down so slow, bro. The slow fall is always the funniest fall of them all, man.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Man, speaking of which, my nigga Tim Anderson got rocked yesterday.
Oh man.
Me and Amin went to go see Tim Anderson play, bro, and it was raining, yeah. Bro. Remember that?
Yeah,
we
man.
Was big advocates, man.
Hey, that
man,
nigga's like, nice on the field, bro, but woo.
Hey, man, he ain't hesitate, though. He threw his glove down, and he was ready. Just
he squared. He looked like the nigga who knew what he was doing. That's the fucked up bro, part. Like,
he let the Mino Black nigga knock him, bro.
Yo.
Mino Black is Dominican.
This is the worst. Shout out to Godfrey. By the way, that's Godfrey be doing that joke. Mino, man, I'm a black papa. I'm Dominican. Dominican, so Dominican. But, No, the worst part wasn't like, yes, you're right. He looked like he knew what he was doing. And then he got tagged. And you know what? It happens to the best of us. But like the part where that nigga couldn't walk off the field.
Oh my God.
Because his legs was just
noodles, bro. Spaghetti noodles, linguine.
I can't even get up.
Oh, I didn't see the after. I was wondering.
Oh, bro, the whole team was trying to help the nigga.
I just saw him get rocked.
And the nigga was like wobbly, like he couldn't compose himself.
And he's like trying to talk to his boys about da-da-da, but like his legs don't work. Right. Legit. You know how you see when they try to carry someone and then like they collapse and then like you got to pick them up and carry them some more?
He was off his rocker, bro. That was
nothing. I'll get punched. I'll even get knocked down, man. But don't let that happen to me, man. Let me walk that shit off. Like, just be like, all right, I got my ass beat.
And it sucks because this nigga, Jose Ramirez, like,
he low key bigger than him. So you know his arm is strong as fuck. All this nigga do is swing a baseball bat all day.
Nigga's so five, he's like 5'7" or some shit, man.
Yeah, probably 238. Like
you know he outweighs Tim Anderson. They did the because SportsCenter some assholes. Yeah. Them niggas did the tail of the tape immediately. They had his standing reach and shit like that. And his weight, like Tim Anderson 185. This nigga like 220.
Like, yeah, what? For real.
How's like that so possible?
You know this nigga got caught with that heavyweight hook. Like, damn.
That shit landed right on the temple.
Nigga, right on the button. Like, and the nigga didn't have nothing left but just whew, the tower fell. I feel bad for bro. Because like you said, like he's a representation of black baseball right now. It's like him, Jazz Chisholm, like a couple niggas that's really good. And you know, we rooting for Tim to do his thing. And then I don't even know what all these niggas got into a fight in the first place. To be honest.
I don't know either. Like
it looked like he was mad at Tim because Tim was standing over top of him. I think it was.
It was some shit, some baseball shit, but that wasn't like it was kind of like not cool.
Right.
And so because that's what I saw the dude talking about it afterward, and he was like, people could get hurt, like you know, you shouldn't play, you shouldn't do that. I don't know whether it was he slid spikes in or like he right. fucking I don't okay. know.
Gotcha.
So
nah, because he like, slid head first. I think maybe because he was standing over him in a way. I don't know, but it was like it escalated quickly.
Escalated quickly, my nigga. Somebody got called a bitch within the first 2 seconds.
Yeah,
and that's all they need. It was either they got called a bitch. They said get off my dick.
Yeah.
Or something of that nature.
It was one of those
like trigger words that just escalated for niggas real quick.
And the ump tried to get in the middle first and thought he was gonna, you know what I'm saying, say something. And the nigga just backed off like after the first.
Yo, the ump saw him going like this and the ump said, yo, got it.
Nope. Dog, we've all been there when niggas are about to fight. There's a lot of shoving and yelling, da, 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 and like someone's trying to break it up. Like, hey, yo, break it up. And them niggas, all right, y'all want to fight? Okay. All right, they're going to fight.
Step away. I'm Paul. It's between y'all. Like, go ahead.
And then it's always one of the two. It's like, fuck, I was kind of counting on someone breaking this shit up. Now we got to go through with it. Oh, man. But damn, it had to be you, Tim Anderson. I was like, oh man, let it be someone else, man. Because Tim Anderson's the nigga was like, yo, I don't give a fuck about none of these unspoken rules of baseball. I'm gonna celebrate. I'm gonna flip my bat. I'm gonna do all that shit. I was like, yeah, this is the nigga that's gonna make baseball fun and cool and shit. And like, and by the way, it has like it's changed a lot over the last 5 years or whatever. I think what he said. I think he said like baseball ain't even his favorite sport or some shit like that. Then baseball niggas went crazy. Like, oh, how could you?
But niggas was clutching their pearls.
Yo, baseball's unwritten rules are ass too, by the way.
They got a lot of them. And these niggas break all of them constantly. Like niggas be doing all kind of shit, gambling on the game since nigga the 20s. Niggas break
my nigga Pete Rose, yo.
Hey, do y'all think Babe Ruth was black?
What?
Do y'all think Babe Ruth was black?
Yeah.
I thought
for sure. Yeah, or at least Dominican. At least Dominican.
He was something.
Yeah, man.
Wasn't his dad black or some shit?
They were saying like his. I think his mom was like, she definitely could pass.
Right.
Like his mom looked like she looked like. You know, like she passed, but like if you were, you know how black people could tell, like you look like.
Yeah.
I see something there, whatever you know. So. But yeah, for sure, Babe Ruth, definitely. That wasn't no. I mean, that's what people say. Oh, what would it look like if black people were allowed to play baseball like them? That's what it would look like.
That's what it would look like.
Just like that. Right. I think it's gonna be the best pitcher, and then all of a sudden, be like, look at what I'm starting is hitting shit, knock that shit out the park.
Man, shout out to Shohei Ohtani, by the way. That nigga's killer. I don't know if y'all watch baseball, but
yeah, I do. So we like someone did the math. And they were like Shohei Ohtani, if he were just a hitter of his caliber, it would be worth like $300 million on the market.
Right.
And then if he was just a pitcher with his like you know stats and his caliber, it would be worth $325 million on the market. So he's got like a legitimate like claim that yo, I'm a $600 million man, at least. I'm gonna give you out $25 million off. Just give me $600, and we call it a day. Like that shit is crazy.
And y'all about to have so. And let's not even forget how as soon as I sign there, my jersey becomes the number one jersey in the entire league and the entire world because my country is about to cop, my entire country is going to cop the jersey.
Yeah, that Yao Ming effect. Like, I got a whole country behind me, son.
He could, yo, he should walk in there with a sign that just like he could walk in with like with the what's that one of them chains? Remember the light up Jones that used to like the belt buckles that you used to be able to put the kids would put their like whatever they wanted it,
their phrase there. On. Yeah,
my man should just walk in with a chain with whatever number. I don't need an interpreter. I don't need nothing. Number.
Right.
That's going to do it for Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker, everybody. Shout out to Black Trey. Shout out to Jer. Shout out to Jason Madison. Juju will be back next week. He was traveling. That's why he wasn't here today. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings, where you get the full version of this all at once. You get ad-free episodes of Cinephobe. You get the extra content, the Discord, the watch-alongs. You know it. patreon.com/countthedings. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.